Okay, so you're talking again. So you're talking from him, from that one, this, the Mishnah, and so the Rabbah are the Gemara. So, Shoya Mazik. So in the Mishnah, on the Chantar of the Malbeis, Shoya Mazik, which is an Izek, yeah, 24b. Shoya Mazik, which is an Izek, what's the case of the Shoya Mazik against the pay, which is an Izek? Examples are Ketza, the Noga, Noga, Nosha, Roba, Boat. Five different cases of Keren. The Noga is the Gisha, is going and pushing and biting and crouching and kicking. So in which the Rav Emery Ben Shana Chatzin Ezek, which is an Ezek. So read this story, which is Rav Emery Shana Chatzin Ezek, which is an Ezek. And Rav Emery Ben Ezek Shana, which is an Ezek. This launches us into the Suga. Easy Suga. Oh, when you say Karachim. And Rav Emery says, that in this case, you would pay Nezek Sholim. Keren Rishut HaNizek, you pay Nezek Sholim. V'chachomayim Chatzi Nezek. You only pay Chatzi. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlikus? What's the point of dispute here? Oh, man, the Hemer of Tavon. Tavon says, you know, I really hold it should be a Kalafim, it should be Nezek Sholim. Why? Omam HaMokoy, Shehikir HaShem, V'al HaRegel, Mishut HaRabim. In a place where we make the Mishnah by an image to Rabbim, show Boto Mishnah to Rabbim, there's no liability to pay for Shem Eger. But Hich Me'aleim, Mishnah to Nizek, Mishnah to Nizek Sholeim. But nevertheless, the Torah says that you have to pay Nizek Sholeim for Shem Eger, Mishnah to Nizek. So which Mokum is more common? Why is it just an Ezek Mokomo? Do you see Shem Eger is Chayim? But so if so, Mokom Sheikh Malakim Shizurak Mishana Chatzin Ezek, hey, you know, you think Shenach Mano Mishusan Ezek Lishan Ezek Shor. To which they answer back, they told him, die, where are you learning? You're learning from Shusha Rabin. And Shusha Rabin can pay his continental. And it should say, Yopin is more formal than Shusha Rabin. How do I know that? You see my regal that you're paying as a child. If we see Shusha Rabin is more formal, and Shusha Yopin is more formal than Shusha Rabin, the even if Shusha Rabin is being continental, you should pay. And it's just a yopid in a big shot. Which they answer back. Die, you're not going to live, you can either. How can you do that? All we see is that you're right. You're serving, and it's just a yopid is more formal than it's just a yopid. Say that. What gives you a right to say in a big shot? Maybe it should be three quarters. Maybe it should be triple. There's no way of learning. Therefore, all you can do is say, and since it's just a yopid is more formal than it's just a yopid, it's at least as long as what you have to pay for Shabbat. Marshall Dorman Katzin Ezek, how much is an Ezek Katzin Ezek? That first diary is a very clear diary, which is very clear. Then what? He's saying, now I've got a locker in Shabbat, now I've got a given. A given, that I know, it's a given. A given is that the halacha you pay Chatzin Ezek and Shusha Rabin. I need to now extrapolate to that, what would be the deal in Shusha Rabin? That's what I need to do. In Shusha Rabin. Shusha Rabin is a given. Shusha Rabin is going to look. So now what he does is, we have to look around the Torah to see which area is more common. Is Shusha Rabin more common or Shusha Rabin more common? And he found the Gilui. He found Uriah in the Torah that Shusha Yochid is more humble than Shusha Rabin. What was the Uriah? If you look at Regal, you'll see. And Regal is not having Shusha Rabin, but it's having Shusha Yochid. So you see that a Simon Tata, right? It's a Simon. Shusha Yochid is more humble than Shusha Rabin. sistemin nalin tamin into the york glaucoma and schizoiamin. So if we find a carrot-based carcinogenic and schizoiamin, then there should be a logic to say the carrot should be double in the schizoiamin. In the schizoiamin, why double? So the schizoiamin is more common. Why double? They have glaucoma. So it's a common say, okay, it's more common, but why double? Maybe a third more, maybe triple more. No, I have no. So diet, diet tells me, diet of a minute, you can only know whatever you know. So what's the given is happening. So no more than happening. And welcome. We start from the Sugi again. Come on, come listen to the PHM. Malvati with selected places as we go on.
Why? How would there be a thought that it would be more than double? When, like, we
maybe.
Why?
Why not? Why would it go double?
Well, double is just bringing it up to what would be if it was a move. Huh?
Yeah, so double. You're right.
So yeah, and also they want to do anything with respect to Shin Rego. They're not.
Right. You didn't learn it from Shin Rego.
Okay.
Shemrego was just a stimulant which Mokyub is more powerful. And now I'm learning Karen from Karen. So, you're right. It sounds a bit weird to say it should be more than more. That's true. I agree to that. But that's the matter. There's diet. There's no way of knowing how much. So,
okay.
You're quite right. We're still not to more than that. Okay, so the Amalim. So, Tavan answered back. Af ani loy odoin keren keren. Ani odoin or nun keren miregen. You misunderstood me. That's what simple reading the mission, right? Af ani, even I, it's not what I meant. I didn't mean to learn keren from keren. I meant to learn a little bit of alochis of Rishu Sayyokit. What's the alochis of Rishu Sayyokit? And I'm learning from the alochis of Rishu Sayyokit. In Rishu Sayyokit, how much does the regal pay?
Four.
And how much does the regal pay Rishu Sayyokit?
Zero.
So, and how much does Karen pay Rishu Sayyokit? That's it. So, those three pieces of information are given to us that we know. So which one of the two is more common? Karen or regal?
Never.
Karen is more common. How do you know? Then you should say, ah, you see that. So that's my simon, then Karen is more common. If you look at your Shuta Rabin, you will see that Karen is more common. If we find a Rega, which is more common, has the pain as a Sholim, so certainly Karen, which is more common, should pay at least as much as Rega. Now there's no value. I haven't gone further than Rega, but at least as much as Rega. If so, it should be an exotic.
But one's more than one, the other's more than one, the other.
Where's more common?
Well, in Rosh Hashanah, you have an exotic by Rega.
We don't know what Rega.
So that's what we did. So, but the only go.
We have to take what's given and what is missing. We've been trying to have a
We don't know what's in
there. Torah says nothing that could be done by Rishu Sayyokit.
But doesn't specify.
It doesn't say. If we have a commentary, we'll say that also is done by Rishu Sayyokit. And Rishu Sayyokit will be more because we have a commentary. So you can't tell me now that Rishu is more common than Karen because we that's. Exactly the point. We don't know what's the din of Karen and Rishu Sayyokit. That's the machlokes between Rav and the Chachamim. Rav Tavan saying, "How the possible? The possible might Rishu Sayyokit, not Rishu Sayyokit."
But that can't be written in the past. It's just expanding.
Right. Now it's a possible from Rishu Sayyokit. I'm saying more.
And then the pasuk that says that it's an all Rishus.
But there's no pasuk said anything.
Well, that's the learning of Rabbi Yom.
Or Yechitzur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's the Chavov and Daniel. Rabbanon themselves hold, then there's a post-look of Yechitzur that says it's always going to be Yechitzur.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said then, when it comes to Ramon, you don't need to come up to diet. That's very good to remember. Well remembered. Okay, so that's where I'm talking about on the back. So simple reading of the Mishnah. That's you have to remember. It was a simple reading, and then what we'll see is not so simple. The simple reading of the Mishnah is the Tavan gave in to them and said, you're right, my first Kalachema that you thought I said is not applicable. To learn Karen from Karen, you can't do that because you've got a diet. How can you learn Karen to tell you more than Chetzi Nezik? Where are you learning it from? Karen? Karen's only Chetzi Nezik. How can you learn? How can the Nilma be more than the Lomi? How can the one that's teaching you, how can you extrapolate from what's teaching you more than what's said there? That's what the Tanya they said to Tav. And he said, you're right. I also didn't learn that kind of thing that you thought I said. I didn't learn Karen from Karen. And he Odom Karen from Rega. I learned Karen from Rega. And if you learn Karen from Rega, I'm not extrapolating more than what I'm learning it from. There's a Rebbe and a Talmud, right? That's they call it Lomid and the Nilma. There's a Rebbe and a Talmud. So the Rebbe told me Rega is Nezek Shoy. The Talmud will be the Karen. What do I want to tell them to say the Talmud should be, the Karen should be? Also Nezek Shoy. So the Talmud is not more than what the Rebbe is. Right? The teacher is the Nezek Shoy. And the Talmud now is going to be brought out to Nezek Shoy. And really, there's no doubt. That's what Tav answered back. To which they answered back, you know, Amar Lohi, still there is a dying of man, then he's killing him. Mavish is the other man, Ezek, Mavish is the Nizek, Chatzim. Even there, even in such a Kalachemra, you want to bring the Rebbe, the Talmud to the status of the Rebbe, but since the scholars of this Kalachemra were saying, how do I know that Karen is more chomor than Regal, because it's how do I know the Karen is more common than Regal? So that's the baseline. So you're gonna write to learn more than when you do
it. Is that part of the Kalachemra itself, that first state we say that Karen is more common than Regal?
I need that.
Is that just the Gila you said before? Then starts the Kalachemra.
No. That's the given. You first need to work out which one's Kal, which one's Chomo. And once I know what's a Kal, oh, well, then I'll make the Kal of it. So I need to look which one's more Chomo. If I know Karen is more Chomo, then what's the logic of the more Kal? If the more Kal has a Nezek Shoy, the more Chomo should also be. The which we are not answering back to Kiddush. And since the only way you know that the Karen is more Chomo because you find somewhere Chatzin Nezek, so you've got the right to learn more than Chatzimah, which will seem to be why should that be?
Then what's the purpose of the call of home? Just said that, because if you're stuck with the maximum of the call of the that one shoots in the evidence, where the call is really more home than the other, it's so, you know, very nice, but it doesn't do any good.
It's a difficult life. So if we can just sum up this Mishnah before we go further. Sum up the Mishnah. There were two Kalachemras presented. The first one seems to have been shot down using the principle of Dayu. The first Kalachemra was trying to learn more than the teacher. We were learning Karen from Karen. And Karen is from Karen. So Karen Shadiyah should be Nezek Shalem. How can you learn that? How can you learn more than what you're coming from? Your teacher is saying that, you see, Karen is something that you should learn. Certainly it should be Shadiyah more. Don't do that. How do you know more? Should then be Chatzin Nezek. And therefore, in terms of the difficult thing, not learning it's just that. Not learning Karen in Shadiyah from Karen in Shadiyah. Rather learning Karen, which is the other from Regan, which is the other. That's one Nakuda in Mishnah. There are two types of Kalachemras, two Dayes, and the first one was not going to the Day. And then the second point in the Mishnah is that even in the second Kalachemra, which you're learning out Karen from Regan, that I know Karen's more common than Regan. How do I know that? From Rishon Zerachah. And yet I see Rishon Zerachah, the Regal Pesach and Rishon certainly can, should be in Rishon but now I'm not learning anything more than the thing that's teaching me. Even there, Rabbanon said, no, you still see Dai. Because how did you know Karen is more common than Regal? From Rishon Zerachah. Well, that was only Chatzin Ezek. So you've gone around to learn more than Chatzin Ezek, even in Rishon Zerachah. That's the second point in the Mishnah. And both of these points need to be explored a little bit more, if he's going to do so. But those are the two points. First, Chiddush is in Reb Tarfon. Does Reb Tarfon agree with the first Kal Vachomer or not? Did he back down? Was he compelled, as Israelis would say? Did he say, oh, you're right, I have to make up a new Kal Vachomer? Sounds simple reading we did. A regional Havamin was you could learn more than what you're learning from. And he said, that I'm going to do. Okay. And he, Loi Odom Keren Mikeren, and he Odom Keren Mikeren.
Could be that they misunderstood him by doing Keren on Keren. No, that's not what I was. Teacher doesn't mean necessarily that he's Moda to what they were saying, that Daya would apply there, but doesn't apply to.
Why didn't he say you come here? Why didn't he just say that why not it was good? I don't want that.
That's not that's not a power woman that I was trying to present.
Why not? Why did you not want to present it? Well, don't
because he's trying to make power woman from based on a mark on the Buddhist and everything. You know, it's somewhat like incidental to say that in Rishut of Yaki it's one din and Rishut of Rabbi it's another din and one din, one place that's stronger than the other place. It's not really. What's it have to do with Shane and Regal in that sense? You can say that,
you know, Karen from Karen.
Or you could say you why can't you say that using ratios in Rishut of Rabbi Karen pays half and Shane and Regal pays nothing. So you have this half to nothing. And so now we have a whole. You know, where Shane Regal pay a whole in Rishut Liyaki, you might think that the starting point would be a half for Karen, and then using that same ratio of just doubling it. Actually, no,
it's not infinitely bigger.
Never mind.
Okay, so simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like you. He agreed to them, and we'll see. I want to see Elizabeth Rashi, Elizabeth Gemara, and then the beginning of Tasty stuff. Okay. Rashi.
This is what I thought. That you might think it would be double what you would, or going from zero to one, and then so you use that same ratio for Karen. The die will bring it down to only being a full net instead of being any kind of over and above full net.
But you're explaining, you're saying it does hold over. It does have a scholarship.
Yeah, of which one? Of the
first one.
Yeah, of the first one.
The loss of the mission sounds not like that. It says, I need loido. I didn't do well. I wasn't learning Cameron Cam, I was learning Cam for Reagan. It sounds like he backed off from that first one. It sounds like he agreed that he can't deny in that piece. There's Rashi. Noga. Kulon, we Rashi at the bottom of the base. Kulon told us, K-N-N. Here comes the culture. Shuhu potter, if when you find the regular is potter, and she's rubbing because of a baby say, which they answer back, Dioi, Lobo, Menadin, Leah is Kenilim. Ken, Rishus, and Isaac. Karen and Rishus HaNizek, Shata Mivi, which you're trying to learn, Midin Karen Rishus HaRabim, from Malach of Karen Rishus HaRabim, Yuka Omris, Karen, Shehech Marom Rishus HaRabim, Eden Din Shalach Marom Rishus HaNizek, you said that a Karen between Mach and Rishus HaRabim, surely we should be Mach and Rishus HaNizek. And that we say, no, Dai, Domina, Dinis, Kenidah. Can't be more than that. Loi, Olden, Karen. I did not learn Karen. Could the Omron error, like we said earlier. Ella Karen Regal, I learned Karen Regal, Moko, Shehifra, or Law, Shem Regal, a place, or Shem Regal, Mark, and then Aiden Ditch, and I've heard Karen, which we're after Karen as well. Rich stay on the back of that, die a lover not in his dinner. So, so he loved Karen Mishas Rabin. If you didn't have that basis of Karen Mishas Rabin, the Mishkachas, Tzad, Kalachema, you would never have a Tzad to make a Kalachema, Tzad Chom. If you wouldn't have the basis to start with the Mishas Rabin, you see that Karen is more common than Rick, because Karen's Kalachati Nezek, you would never have more together. You would never know more. Then just chatzin edik. So maybe you don't write it on more interest in the more than chatzin edik.
Is there any indication in Rashi how he goes about the retarkon verse called the one?
No, no.
We previously learned that the Karen Tal is chatzin edik. And there are two views. One that it's not, and the other is knas. If it was knas, then there'll be no room to offer it to Kalachim. Because you've got this Knas, there's no room why they should suddenly put in the Knas. Kalachim is just not fly with it.
Maybe we should say it shouldn't be a Knas anymore, it should be Nezek Shalim Oyin.
If it's not, then yeah, it would seem to me that you can't take a Knas and then fly Kalachim to Knas and agree to Knas.
You're probably right, but do you know why? You want to explain why you shouldn't be able to do that?
Well, but if
the
Tzoyah, the Tzoyah, that's a fine, that's a figure. So you start kind of playing around with the figure by saying, well, might have to be a different figure in a different situation. You've got a figure which is hard. That's all the fine.
But the Tzoyah also told us to learn common favorites. You've got a point, but this is, I don't know why, but I want you to speak out properly. There's a reason why it's a Knas, and that's maybe a reason for your Knas. But we'll see. Okay, that's what it is. Hi. Very good. I want to learn a little bit of taste, a little bit of Gemara before doing taste. That's not very much. I want to get till the end of the time and then go home. The time and Nessie died. The time doesn't know the time. The time is the time is the possible. The time is everything coming in the case. Tell me now what the kind of color in. You imagine on which I'll be a young and for now. Alois, he called him Shiva's Yomi. So, if the father would have been upset with the daughter, she would have been in bed for 7 days and locked up 7 days. Now, the thing is, Shino, Albo, also Yomi. Suddenly, the Shino should be 14 days. And at this time, Kalachim was which one? It's like the first time of Kalachim. That's learning more than the teacher. The father is the teacher. That's a given, that's an information which is given. And we didn't, we know. Yeah, if somebody insults the father, they should be locked up for 7 days. We want to learn from that, extrapolate it for Tireva, for Hashem, it should be 14 days. That's even more than what you want to learn from, right? Double amounts. And we say on that, Dayer Lavan Adin, Liyaz Kinidin. Hello, Dayer Lavan Adin, Liyaz Kinidin. The Potter told us, no, only 7 days. What's the most kasha? How can Rav Tarfon say? How can Rav Tarfon say that there's a kalachoyme and ignore diary? You see in the apostle that you say diary. Right? You want to learn from 7 to 14. No, you can't have more than what you want to learn from. 7. That's the most kasha. How can Rav Tarfon say, wait, then he doesn't hold a diary? If the apostle can tell you, and hey, you shouldn't be asking. I thought Rav Tarfon backed off. I thought Rav Tarfon said, yeah, you misunderstood me. I need to learn Karen McCarran. I never learned the Kalachim taught us more than the starting point. I only learned Karen Regal to bring it up to the level. And this type of Kalachim that the apostle's talking about is learning more than the starting point. So, of course, Rav Tarfon agrees with their title. So, what's the most question?
The difference with the Gate and Buick is the Kalachim is from himself in the person of the father, to the settlement of Kina, which is not covered in the Torah at all.
Right.
Because in the Torah, you've got Keren and you've got Kan. So there it would be.
We don't have in the Torah about Keren and Mishnah for the objects.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We don't have in the Torah about insulting Hashem. We don't have the Torah about Keren and Mishnah for the objects. We do have in the Torah about insulting a father, and we do have in the Torah about Keren and Mishnah for the objects. So if by Keren and Mishnah for the objects, we would up it to Nezik Sharim, which was the other, we would push it from Ketan Nezik to Nezik Sharim. That's what Tachan wanted to do. So now we said, oh, that it. We've got it right. Can't bring more than where you're coming from. You're coming from a Ketan Nezik. How can you get to Nezik Sharim? So too, you can't say, although we know that something starts to should be 7 days of God, you can't learn to tell me 14. Can't do that. We've got a diet. So Tavon backed off. So what's an old cash of Tavon as a diet?
Well, no, Rabbi Tavon backed off. I was comparing parent to parent.
No.
And so here we're comparing father to Shina.
Why did we back off from comparing parent to parent?
Because if you use that diet on a parent, you're all within the parent world. And you're not using. You're not making a comparison really between you know, say that Karen is more humbler than regular, you're just saying that the Rishus Rabbim is more tall than the Rishus
Yachim. This is the term that you told me, but it's not a the I want to ask the question from the top. What is the question? It isn't say how many of the Rishus Rabbim, what was the question?
It's not a diet.
How can you tell people fixing it because it's shining? Dying and all the ideas again, all you know is hectic nothing. Well, you know, how many times 7 days? 14 days, all you know is 7 days, that's it, just 7 days.
And what is Mara's answer? Really now I don't
want to. Well, I'm going to talk if you don't know why I'm trying to come from the beginning.
That's
more answer.
I'm asking you again, how do you know the mission? In the mission, there are two types of color things. First one was for hectic nothing, then they shot it. The second one was from Nezek Shalim to Nezek Shalim. Yes, the first one was different kind of caring for Katsu Nezek. Then you should deliver it to Nezek Nezek Shalim, to which you said diet. How can you learn more than what you're coming from?
Mm-hmm.
To which it sounds like the Rishi backed up and said, I didn't mean that. And he, Loi, all of them can be caring. And he, all of them can be regular. You can't be regular, I don't have your problem. And I'm saying if regular side of the Shalim, certainly Karen should be as much as regular, as much as regular. Not more, as much as regular. The weeks out, so they said it's still shy of diet. Okay, so there's two types of Kabbalah claims. Regarding the first one, we went from Ketinetic to Netic Shot, we want to learn more than where you're coming from. That sounds like a time of the which one is the Possum talking about in the Kabbalah claim? Is it I'm telling you more than where you're coming from, or at least as much as where you're coming from?
Oh.
Which kind of thing are we doing?
It's more.
It's more.
Yes.
And to which we said diet, you can't say that. But didn't have time to agree to that. Time to agree, you can't say diet. You cannot say diet if it's learning more. That's why Tavan came up with a new type of calvary. So what's the most cash? If Tavan let's say diet, Tavan has say, huh? If Tavan agrees, you're right. I need not of them care and care. This is a gilui, Gemara is a gilui that if Davin had a back. If Davin holds, his first Kabbalah claim is still holds. And when he changed tracks and moved on to the new Kabbalah claim, it wasn't because he wasn't happy with the first one. He was just trying to make the second, making the Rabbanan agree to him. You want to disagree with me with the first one? I'll give you another one. But I hold the first one because it's wrong. You can learn more than if I hold. You make a Kabbalah claim that extrapolating more than where you're coming from. If you find Karen, which is more common, Karen is a common thing, and you find it's valued, certainly in Shisar Yaki, which is more common. How do I know Shisar is more common? Because you find by radio, so you know Shisar Yaki is more common, Shisar Yaki is more common. Certainly, Karen should be Nezek Sharim. Nezek Sharim, how do you get there? Yes, you can make other favorites even up to that. But that if Moshe got great kasha, it's not. We're first supposed to not like that. You see that even though Miriam should have been up to 14, we say David is going to be more than that. Right, we tell me Chatzin as a Knezek Shalim. Direct. And now we've got God.
Actually, I just think about this too, that he said that you can die or kill all by die when there's still some remnant left.
No, they're not there yet.
Huh?
That's the answer, we're not there
yet. No, I know that, I know that.
Okay, wait a second, let's get it on there. Okay. Remember, just the Saracens. Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. So the Gemara says, Ki lesin dai. Now we're up to this Gemara. Ki lesin dai. When did the Tavma agree that Yotzi dai? So when did the Tavma say, I don't hold a dai? Is he that the Mithrid Tavma? In an event where if you would apply the principle of dai, there would be no need for the Kalachim. The Kalachim would become redundant. If David says the Kalachim is paramount, and that overrides the principle of Dai. The Hecha, the Loi, if a Kalachim is a Dai. But where? By applying the principle of Dai, the Kalachim still exists and still has certain halachas which you can learn from the Kalachim, there in the Hanami, you do apply the rules of Dai. So now the Gemara is going to explain it. Regarding Miriam, Shiva the Shekhinah Rixiv, it doesn't say anything in the Torah about what's the din of somebody inside of the Shem. There's none. Also, Kalachim. Kalachim comes and teaches us two things really. Number one, if you're inside the Shem, it's bad as inside the Father. And number two, it's actually worse than inside the Father. So it teaches us two things. Number one, you should be locked up. And number two is how long you should be locked up. But number one is you should be locked up. So also, Kalachim is our boss. The Kalachim is told that it should be locked up for 14 days. Also, the diary came in and said, oh, I think Shiva took away extra 7 days. And Oiki Shiva, but kept 7 days. So the Kalachim taught me something. What did it teach me? Teach me. That she should be locked up. That's what it taught me. How much for? At least as much as the father. And I wanted to do more than that. But that is when we didn't take him one. The Kalachim is a big V by the Kalachim. Did the Kalachim teach you something? Sure. It taught me, big take or check if you would say. It told me that she gets locked up for at least 7 days. That is what. There, by Miriam. So the Tavra says, okay, the whole diet there, actually. But in our case, Avon Hocho, Chatzin Ezek, it says in the Torah, Chatzin Ezek. Where? No, Chatzin Ezek, where you have Chatzin Ezek?
Oh, well, it's just broken.
Karen Tam. Anyway,
doesn't say
at least whatever it says Chatzin Ezek, definitely apply everywhere. So I know Chatzin Ezek. I don't need any Kalachim to teach me Chatzin Ezek. Now, what's the Kalachim comes to say? What's the Kalachim? I see Chatzin Ezek of Shemin. The Kalachim comes to teach us another Chatzin Ezek. And that's the Ezek Shalim. Now, we got the Ezek Shalim. So eat Dosh and die if you would now tell me. Oh, die, you can't have more than Chatzin Ezek. You've done away with the Kalachim and made it redundant. The whole Kalachim is unmovable, redundant, unnecessary. And a male is the term by then holding. You don't apply the die. If by applying die, you're making the Kalachim redundant, don't hold of it, and there's no boss in the Torah that tells me otherwise. The only place where he's seen the Torah diary is regarding a place where the Kalachim is still useful. Taught me that a mirror gets locked up. I wanted to learn much more. Dai told me, no, just keep it so that she gets locked up. If I know already she gets locked up and I have a Kalachim, then she would be locked up in 14 days. Because I knew already she could be locked up. And we don't have a possible saying otherwise. So here, I know there's a Chatzin Ezek anyway. I want a Kalachim to teach me Nezek Shalim. If you're going to apply Dai, to say, no, you can't go to Katsune because there's a giant. I'll tell you, no, you can apply Daya. Because if you don't apply, I'll say you don't apply Daya, sorry. You don't apply Daya. The Kalahar is still there. You can learn. Why? You don't see die, it makes the cover very redundant. So clear from this Gemara the whole way through, the Tachman does hold over cover, even to learn more than where he was coming. It's tremendous Kiddush. It's unbelievable. You've got the Kalahar, where I know you're part of Athletic Summer, and I know in another place is more formal. It gives me right to say, okay, so it's more common to be Nezik Shalim. Why Nezik Shalim? Maybe a third, maybe two thirds. But right there, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything about two thirds anyway. Like you said before, I've got Nezik Shalim. We've got Nezik Shalim. So if it's not got Nezik, it's Nezik Shalim.
Next unit.
The next year? Next unit up. And that's where it's up and holds. So why do you tell me give a new covenant?
Just to answer the sheep that goes on.
Very good. He was trying to convince Rabban to come on his side. You don't agree with me. You always apply the rule of diet. Akasha, what about this new covenant? That's not Karen from Regel. Regel is Nezik Sholei. And Karen is more common than Regel, right? I don't know Karen is more common than Regel. Look at Rishis the Rabbi. So Karen is more common than Regel. So Karen should be at least as common as Regel. At least. No more. At least in Kamal is very good. It should be Nezik Shalim. That's a great Kamal thing. There's no doubt he's there. Mm-hmm. Reach a bottom team on with a wild, wacky Kiddush. Now, how do you know they carry the Kamal? Kiddush is a rabbi. It's Chayim Chatzi Nezik. Oh, all you've got a right to learn is up to Chatzi Nezik. Even though Regan is more calm, Gachim Nezik Shalim, and Regan is more cow. But since the Shoyish Adol, the Solis Adol, is from a Chatzi Nezek, you've got the right to learn more than Chatzi Nezek. Tremendous Kiddush, which is going to address the Torah. I can't be said on. Better this time around.
So did Rabbi Tarfon offer the first Chatzi Nezek? Right? He could have gone to the second Chatzi Nezek first.
He could have done, but he holds this one on the right. So, yeah. Okay. So let's see places. Now, places, top of the Omid. Now, this place is we're going to be doing a bit like the salami type. I'm not doing every part of places. And some parts of it is really very, very difficult. And to be very honest, I've worked on it a long time and I'm still not 100% clear on it. It's a Marama 26, but it does explain it. It's very, very difficult. That's not going to be sure. So there's a middle section we won't be learning. And so next skill goal. Maybe you will, but not this time. Ani lo yodam kere mi kere. This is the words of
the Mishnah.
I know it's the Mishnah, I'm sure. Who said it in this?
Oh, I mean,
the Dalman. Ani lo yodam kere mi kere. Le divreyem ka'om anahu. He answered back for them. For their sake, he said this. Dilididei, lest they can die, heicha the mikvah kavashayah. He personally holds he don't die if it not away the galvanic, even in this type of galvanic. Even galvanic will be trying to learn more than where you're coming from. Even there, he doesn't hold on time. Right? If it makes a galvanic, he doesn't. But how did Jesus know that? Maybe the Meshav Tavon agreed and agreed to that one. How did Jesus know that? And Tavon kept to his guns. Here's maybe what Rabbi Yaakov is asking. Ma'a Shem Regel, Shekin and Zikun Motsu. Tema Bekerech, Ein Zaka Zikun Motsu. Called Kach. This is God. How can you learn a Kalachimah? Let's go to the second Kalachimah. The Devayim is going to the second column. We're learning Keren from Regel. If you find Regel with Nezik Sholim, Keren should also be Nezik Sholim. But this says, what right do you have to learn Keren from Regel? Regel is much worse. Regel's got much more chomer, much more reason to pay Nezik Sholim. Why? It's a real word. It's something that you shouldn't realize. it's going to happen. As you can care, then take over again. She'ein hazikim otzo kokah. It's not something so expected. Because the shingle came. Karen is normally pain. Not something should happen. If the animal is walking down the street and gores someone, is it a chiddush that the owner of the animal has to pay? Or is it something possible? More of a chiddush? But the mandal of palgenizik is a knas. Kun the mandal of palgenizik is a knas. Why is it a knas? Why is it not mowing? Why is regular mowing and can and cutting and tearing the knas? Anyone with any thoughts? Why should regal be mowing but can be knas? Right. Karen was something which I wasn't expecting. It's something which animals unusual to do. Regal is something usual. So if you find a regal pig's nezik shodin, okay, I can understand that. Of course, because it's ikimotsu. How can you tell me therefore that Karen should be nezik shodin? Karen is not ikimotsu. How can you learn a kalakhima to tell me Karen from regal when regal is more of a reason to pay? This may be what you meant before. How can you build on a knas? Meaning, regal, there was a reason why you could pay as a child. It's possible. If you aren't any child, regal could pay as a child, but other than the word. So you can turn it a chiddush. Now you learn a chiddush from someone which is possible. That's the cash of this. It's true, and it's just around Karen is more common. Regal's possible, but Karen's hard to pay. But ultimately, in a case where regal is hard to pay, it's very much more possible that it should be hard to pay. It's a zikr mitzvah. And Reg and Karen to say that it's hard to pay is a chiddush. It's always a chiddush. If the rabbi is a chiddush, if the yom kippur is a chiddush, how can you learn something which is a chiddush from something which is poshut? That's what I'm saying.
You're saying the chiddush that Karen should have been
a chiddush. That the shaman had been probably right there. Yeah, Pagan is the mother. This is not going to be the tzad of Palvin is the according to the Tzad, there's a machlik from earlier. Peter and Maria and the whole of Paraganiska Knossom, they have been on this mission. After the Tzad dream of learning Karen from Regal, the Mechadish Achiyub and Karen, based on a Achiyub of Regal, when the Achiyub of Regal is more partial. So, what do you say? That was an amazing Kasha. Fantastic Kasha. How can it be the regal, which is more partial you have to pay, should be the teacher to be machadish care, which is less partial you should pay? I can turn around and say, no, regal is a thing you're not to care. Okay, that's the cash of tape. Now, from the Ein Loima until the Ein Loima is a suggested dichoi to this question with a refutation to this refutation. Now, this section we won't be learning now. Okay, so we're leaving it with a question takes into the world. How could you have a minute to learn Karen from Regal? Regal is a Digim Motsi. Karen is not a Digim Motsi. Now we jump to Vish Lema. Vish Lema is about six lines down in the narrow line.
You mean some time before you go for a minute?
Sure. Let's go to the second line of Jesus. Vintorima. How can you learn from Shemregal? Shemregal's got his income in Motsu, it's a frequent damage, it's something to expect. So that Ma, of course, for the what? Yeah, Ma is what? What Shemregal, of course, you have to pay, it's a income Motsu. So you have a Kerem, Shemregal's income Motsu. So I'll say, so you can say with Karen, Shane and Zikamotsu come back, they should pay. How can you learn from something which is in Zikamotsu to tell me in something which is not? Mare Eger, Mare Shem Eger, Shekin and Zikamotsu. So that's why you need to pay with Nezik Shalim. So Ima, with Karen, Shane and Zikamotsu, what you want to say that same applies also by Karen, where it's not frequent to cause damage, told up, it's not so frequent, the chesed shibuka. It's in a status of being protected. The manda or falcon is because an animal that's a tam has a status of being naturally protected. It doesn't get of guarded. It doesn't go and cause damage.
So it's less guarded and less level of
it's protection. Naturally, it's got a natural guarding over it. Why does an animal not go and gore? There's a certain terror which Hashem gave in it to stop it from going. So therefore it's protected.
What's normal status in
background? Right, Paduk. So Mamela, how can you learn from Regal, which is of course you need to pay, to Karen, which is a chiddush you have to pay?
Later on in our comments, we say that the Tom is a higher level of Shmira when it already have good protection by its nature.
My question on you. That's the question anyway. All the mark.
Yeah.
I can be the mood in less of a
Otherwise, the question doesn't.
If your palgan is in Mamoino, it doesn't have any natural protection over it. So then another question.
It's a question.
Yeah. Right. So Vishnu has 6 or 7 lines down in the narrow lines. Vishloima, the love period. That question, which we just asked, is not a question. The A Khumra Zuhumai Enes, the Chayim Shazaran. This Khumra of Ezekiel Motsu didn't play a role when it came to Shazaran. Didn't say because, well, Ezekiel Motsu should be Chayim Shazaran, despite the fact that Ezekiel Motsu, and Shazaran it's possible. Right? So that shows that Ezekiel Motsu is not a fact. Despite the fact that Reagan had the natural tendency to injure things, nevertheless, it's potter in Rosh Hashanah. The fact that he had the natural tendency didn't have any ramifications regarding its chiyuv in Rosh Hashanah. Is that true?
True, because everybody's had everybody's writing.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So if I care, then
it's not until the trample on Caleb, which is the rubber, but that's the owner's responsibility.
Ah, you're coming to the time of the crow. Okay, 1 second before we get to that. Well, Rahi Tiny non color. This is the color thing that the moment. Omar Shemberegel, which is a very shkia to cause damage. Shane of Pomois. It's chumra that it's got never helped it to make a chayev in shazaramim nezik shalim, but yet in shazayokid it does not pay chatzin nezik shalim. So keren which pays for the nezik in shazaramim should pay nezik shalim in shazayokid. What says it that? They just told you that you can only ask a pircha. If we see that this pircha flows through the whole thing, if you see that because the zeikim motzi has got dinim everywhere, then you're right. And this zeikim motzi is obviously something to reckon with. But it's not true because in Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that Regal is the zeikim motzi, the Torah is in your bottom. So despite the fact that the zeikim motzi, the Torah is in your bottom, and nevertheless. Karen is chayim. So Karen is more chomo than regal, despite the fact that regal is a big motzi. Right? So certainly, Karen should be as chomo as regal in Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that regal is a big motzi. But Karen was stronger than him. Karen was stronger than regal as a big motzi. So if we find regal as a big motzi, then the chayim, Karen should also be nezer shor. This is bringing the chumra into the kavod. Did that chumra help it in Rosh Hashanah? Did the chumra give any dinim to it in Rosh Hashanah? Regal in Rosh Hashanah. Is it gemotzui? What's the din? So you see, Karen, despite the fact that Rego is a Zikir Motzi, Karen is stronger than that. What? If you find that Karen is more common than Rego, which is Zikir Motzi, then if Rego is Zikir Motzi is going to be Nezik Shalai, Karen should also be Nezik Shalai. Right? The Evil answer is, listen, Kasher, well, how can you compare the two? One's more of a Chiddush, Rego is a Zikir Motzi. Karen isn't. How can you not Karen from that? So, 1 second. Let's go back to Rishon LeZion. Let's go from the beginning. What's more common, Karen or Rego? Karen. Why? Because Karen beats Chatzin Nezik. How much does Rego pay? Nothing. Rishon LeZion. I think Zikir Motzi. Yes, despite the fact that Zikir Motzi pays nothing. So, Karen is more common than Rego, which is Zikir Motzi. And now, take it to Rishon LeZion. Where Rego, which is Zikir Motzi, is Nezik Shalom. So Karen should also be Nezik Shalom. Because Karen is more common than Rego, which is Zikir Motzi.
So we're dependent on it as it might be in fact, but they were dismissing it.
You see it not. You see it. You thought there's a concept of Amalok. Mm-hmm. In Rishon LeZion, did they have anything? In Rishon LeZion, did they help it? In Rishon LeZion, which one's more common? Karen or Rego? Even though Rego is a Zikamotsu. So Karen is stronger than Rego is a Zikamotsu. So it should be at least as bad. But that is that. And the next part is, we're going to again skip a little bit to arrive from Zvachim and the Vimtoima. This mention was not sensitive, but Vimtoima is the Eki Kamri Avon and Dai. Okay, from there. Here, this is asking if Shura's question. So the question is a great question. And what we say, I mean, we don't have to push it too far. Until the next Vimtoima. Okay, it's about four lines. I'm trying to pick and choose from these places the parts that are just relevant to our sugya. Right, from other places in the receptors, other shafts, other places in the shaft. I'm trying to avoid the timing. Okay, so from Vimtoima to the Vimtoima, it's all about 6-7 lines. And then after that, you can do the next taste of Kalkin and Shkin, a very easy one. Kalkin and Shkin, very easy one. And then, no, it is easy. It is, it really is.
All right.
And then, against the Shem, we're moving over to the Chabon and Aleph. More the very bottom of the payment base, Chabon and Aleph. And then we'll be doing. And yet, Shem, the taste is getting there as well. But above and under the top taste, the second taste is right. The first taste is second taste of
midi
and below. Okay, that's the plan. How far we go on Thursday will be depending on how far we go on Thursday. That will be there. So, must say, well done, you're sticking, breaking your heads on it. It's not the easiest of sugars, but it's good. Once you finish the sugar, you feel your state.